Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Junkies Poker Open is just getting started, but you can still come and register to play. We are up to about 620 poker players today at the JPO, which is incredible. That's over $152,000 in prize money that's going to be doled out at this Junkies Poker Open, the 17th that they have had. We're Grant and Danny. We're live at the theater at MGM National Harbor from the JPO. It's presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. What an event. I mean, this is what happens, I guess, when you just kill it for 21 years and everybody loves you.
And everyone really likes you.
How about almost 700 people here playing poker right now, and people are still flying through the door to come in?
People are taking off work or claiming that they're still at work or, quote, working from home. Whatever the case is, God bless you. Go win some money. This is awesome. This is a neat, neat thing. I would love to play in it, but then I remember that I'm just good enough at poker to lose to everybody. Pros see me coming from a mile away, would eat my lunch. People that are terrible, that just are unpredictable, they kick my butt too. So I'm just decent enough to lose to everybody no matter what. So I would basically be donating money to that prize pool.
FP Santangelo at 11:30, about 10 minutes away on the Fan. Do not forget about some of the smaller things that happened in yesterday's game. Don't forget about Brian Goodwin coming in as a defensive replacement. Didn't end up mattering because none of the balls that got hit his way were plays that he had to make on the run or diving. But I thought it was a really smart decision by Baker.
Yes.
Removing Worth late in the game. Didn't
just acknowledging
do that.
The information.
Right, but he didn't do that in game three, and that obviously proved costly when that ball fell in. So we live and we learn. I like that. What do you got for don't forget about?
To me, the biggest threat the Cubs mounted was early. And when Steven Strasburg snuffed it out, forcing a weak tapped ground ball back to the mound, if it was slightly differently placed, it's another one of those are you freaking kidding me type runs for the Cubs. He snuffs out the threat in the second, first and third, two outs. They don't really mount any kind of offense for several innings thereafter.
Roland is in Ashburn on line two. Roland, you're on Grant and Danny. What shouldn't we forget about yesterday's win?
What I forget about yesterday's win is when Zim held up on that third, which would have been a third strike, and it looked like we got a break on that call, and then he hit the ground ball, and we got the run. I remember that as a key part of the game.
Smart point. Yeah, you that bat breaks the zone, you get rung up there or called for a strike, and the whole thing is different because he had to put the ball in play. You know, we said earlier, he had chances with Worth at the plate where he just couldn't put the ball in play. It couldn't get a productive out to score runs at times in this series. Zim did. Good things happen when the ball is put in play on a wet, cold, frigid, windy day. And you saw that error. You saw that it worked. Let's go to line three. Owen is in D.C. on the Fan. Happy game five day, Owen.
How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Owen?
Well, buddy.
So I would like to see another appearance by Victor Robles. I imagine he was being saved pinch running yesterday, and it never came up. And it didn't matter in game two when Harper hit the home run. But if they can get Robles on the bases, and preferably with Turner and or Taylor when runs are at such a premium, put a lot of pressure on the Cubs defense with all that speed, I think that would be really fun to see.
Absolutely. Remember that Baker, as you said, in game two went to Robles. He could have walked around the base paths to score on the Harper home run, but you're 100% correct that he's the kind of guy that can make a difference. One thing that was amazing in yesterday's game, the Lester throwovers to get Zimmerman.
Yeah.
When he picked him off, that's incredible. I read that he tried to pick off a runner. He threw over one time all year. He's got the yips in a way throwing to first that I don't know that anybody ever has. He bounced one in, and Zim was not quite a third of the way to second base, but he couldn't have been further off dancing around because he knew there's no way this guy's going to throw on a line.
And you tip your cap. He did it.
It was like watching a guy afraid of heights jump out of a plane. I mean, I don't know that I've ever actually seen someone overcome their fears that publicly. It was crazy to watch.
The fact that they beat Lester, too, is pretty awesome. That removed another weapon, potentially, from Joe Maddon.
Now, that was still a tough luck L for him, though.
Yeah. The fact was, it seemed that he was cruising again through those mid-innings, and the whole time you're going, here we go. This is it. This is what's going to happen. He's going to keep him close, and then he's the playoff hero again. And the fact that the Nationals were able to kind of wait him out, got some base runners. Think about that inning.
They still didn't really get a whole lot going in terms of hitting.
No, you didn't at all, but you get a strikeout and a pickoff in the same inning that you end up having a grand slam. That's how remarkable that inning was.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. This is the Fairfax Dan.
Fairfax Dan.
It's the Nationals. What's up, Danny? How are you?
I think we can't forget about Doolittle, man. He came through in the clutch at the end there and shut him down.
Shoved.
And you know what? It's all about overcoming adversity. And I'm telling you, this is historic. We're going to win tonight. And last night I called Sports Talk with the lovely Erin Oxworth, and I sang the chorus to the national song, and she loved it. At the end of their show, they were singing the song. So here we go. Our pitches are the best, and you know it's true. Sure as our colors red, white, and blue. We had our doubts, now it's perfectly clear. The Nationals are going all the way this year. It's the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
I hope we add a verse every round with Fairfax.
Eventually, it's like Stairway to Heaven, a 10-minute opus.
By the way, I like that he's audibled away from, we got the best hitters, they'll score runs for you, because that doesn't happen.
Because that's clearly not true. You know, like that.
So now he pivoted to pitchers.
Maybe we can take a walk and force an error.
Yeah. Here was the part about hitters.
And hitters too. You know they're going to score a lot of runs for you.
Nah.
So go on out to the park today.
Nah.
Well, yeah, go to the park. Coach, I'm ready to play.
The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
People were talking about the Nationals yesterday, and not for the greatest reasons.
Let me hear until Keith Elgin Strasburg. Just kill it. This is where Keith Elgin becomes one of the great singers ever.
We're seeing playoff time is here again.
Why do you hibernate on Keith Elgin right there? How good is that lyric?
It's spectacular.
That's golden ticket. You're going to Hollywood American Idol stuff.
I had Gino's East Pizza with our friend Keith Elgin in Chicago.
Very nice.
I got to tell you, Gino's East is pretty good.
Let's go to Steve in Reston on line 5. Steve, you're on Grant and Danny.
Scuba Steve.
What aren't we talking enough about from game 4?
Unbelievable change in the second inning on Addison Russell's fly ball. That wind coming in,
yes.
Dave Strasburg in the second.
Yes,
back-to-back
that's a great
hit,
point.
It would have been 2-0 with Hayward, then a walk. So that was the big turning point, was that ball being hung up in the wind.
He crushed that ball.
Smartest call yet. I hadn't even thought about that during this segment. He just brutalized that baseball, and I was positive it was going out. Off the bat, the fly, we were listening on the radio, and I was watching in front of me on a phone, and basically at that moment, we were a couple pitches behind, so I said, okay, let me see how close it actually was, because on the call, it sounded like it was going to be a home run. Sure enough, absolutely, the wind kept that ball in the park. They got very lucky. Let's go to Alex in Fairfax, line 6. Alex, you're on Grant and Danny, looking back at some of the smaller stories from yesterday that get lost by Strasburg and Taylor's debuts.
Alex.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
You can't forget about Sean Doolittle. I am an Oakland native, so my home team has always been the A's. I have actually only adopted the Nationals here because they play in the National League. But Sean Doolittle, he's a killer. He comes in, does his thing, just comes in and does it every single time.
Yeah, he was nails. I love that.
Do would set the side down in order.
Mattson threw 27 pitches, which I kind of cringed each one. I mean, he did his job, obviously, and it was great, and you have to do it.
He may not be Mattson tonight.
He may not be as nails Mattson. I mean, listen, you can go to the well 2 straight days. Hopefully he did all his extra work there behind the scenes, but you'd worry if it was a 3rd straight day, but the fact that he had to throw that many pitches. Doolittle cruising was, I think, very big.
Yeah, there's no denying the back of the bullpen, exactly the way Rizzo drew it up. The Nats, I believe I saw the record, was 37-1 in the second half of the year when leading after 7. Only 2 teams in baseball were perfect, and the Nats were the 3rd best. And that was a game where the 1-run lead, you felt good about going to Mattson and Doolittle. Luckily, they made it a 5-run lead, and then at that point, it was just how much longer until we get to celebrate. Now it's game 5, so yesterday doesn't matter as much. Come about noon, we're going to turn the page. We wanted to spend the first half of the show properly looking back at one of the great days in Nationals history. That's what yesterday was.
You could say that.
Season saver, series extender. At noon, we will flip the script and we'll start looking ahead to Game 5. Next, FP Santangelo of Masson Sports joins us. I'm Grant Paulson. He's Danny Ruye. You're locked in to 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.